Last week, I mentioned, spoke about the union of karbonos, that the mitzvah of karbonos, apinigla, apichsidus, why it's dependent on Davka Mashiach. This week, I just want to give more of an overview, discuss more or less different basic nekudas, topics of the shleimus of Torah mitzvahs that will be in the days of Mashiach. What exactly does it entail? So, first of all, there's two general categories. There's kamus and echos, there's quantity and quality. If you look at the quantity of the mitzvahs that we have today, so the maimer of the mitzvah Rebbe that he writes, so we have only 87 positive mitzvahs out of 248 mitzvahs asa, you only have 87 mitzvahs asa bizman ha-golos. The Azaren is Roshir Kesem Poz, Pasek and Shir HaShirim, says Poz is Pezayim. Is 87 mitzvahs asay. The exact cheshbon of how you reached 87 is not 100% clear, but the bottom line is, other place in Chassidus it says that like 4/5 of the mitzvahs, a big majority of the mitzvahs are only shaykh in the times of Mashiach. So first of all, there's a few major categories here. All the mitzvahs that are shaykh to karbonis and the Beis Hamikdash, many mitzvahs are dependent on the bringing karbonis and on the avoid of the Beis Hamikdash in general, building the Beis Hamikdash, the avoid of the Kodim, the avoid of the Levium. All of those things are obviously dependent on Mashiach, because he will build the Beis Hamikdash and he will, and from then we will have karbonis. Then there are a big chunk of mitzvahs which technically are shaykh bizmanas, but practically aren't, is laws of tumah and tara, purity and impurity. If you learn halacha, Mashiach comes, people give that track, think about it a second, Mashiach comes, it's a different world. Today, you know, we're careful, this, that, place, but, you know, but when Mashiach comes, you want to eat karbonis, truma, meiser, any cheer that someone, a woman that was tamei sat on, becomes the whole issue. It depends on the type of cheer it is.
Even before, it's chai bodom letai ratzmi beregel. It's beregel, everyone knew to be mitai himself.
But the person, you go to the mikveh, potra nesek, but kalim in the house. I mean, I'm saying, if you think about it, the laws of tumah and tara, we're not careful about today for two reasons. One reason is because we anyway tmei and mei. So we anyway don't have, the biggest tumah is the tumah of coming in contact with the dead. Today we have no way of getting rid of it because we don't have the ashes of the parah adumah. When Mashiach will come, the Rambam writes, he will make the 10th paraduma. In addition to that, also another reason why we're not so careful about it is because since in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, you had to be careful. If you touched the wrong thing, you weren't able to go on the Beis HaMikdash. If the thing became tum, you couldn't eat the meat of the carbon. So when there was Tumah and Maaser, even the Tumah and Maaser technically we have now, but we don't need it also. But if you had Tumah and Maaser, you have to be, interesting
that's
enough, the whole reason why we wash Negel Vasa before we eat is why? Because the Kohenim used to have to wash the hands before they ate Tumah. And even though now we don't have Tumah, nevertheless, even somebody that's not a Kohen washes his hands, so that when Mashiach will come, the Kohenim will all be prepared to wash their hands before they eat truma. That's the reason why I wash their hands before we
and
eat truma.
And that's for taharet? It's a kiddush yudayim raglaim like a
kohen? That's mitzah taharim, mitzah the chacham of mgeiza given, chacham made it gzeret,
the hands,
the
chmiz,
the truma. Unless you wash it. So, today we don't have truma and tzah aside because we don't have, anyway, it's like himle bedrabim that we have a higher tumah of tumah smeis, and also because it's not so negeya, because you know we don't have mikdash v'kadosha. So when Mashiach comes, all these things are going to come back b'chol ha'tekef in full force. Another set of mitzvahs are mitzvahs which are dependent on the Sanhedrin. Of course they're going to exist. They're going to come back. So Chalat
Tishah.
The Rebbe writes. The Rebbe writes. That means they
got
a Zakeh. Yeah, feeling Misha Taylor B'chol Yoy Yisur Tumasa Leitishtana.
Yeah. What's the meaning of that? What's meant this? The Mitzvah was Nishtana. How is it possible? How is it going to work?
No, because it's going to be a few days. No, a few days. Maybe a achas. It's the achas will give birth for a number of days after that. Avnish will be telling me you lay there for 7 weeks every the week or two every time. So the Altrebe, writes, until this should be called you may be a achas. There's a whole discussion about this. What I'm calling in the semantics over here, the exact.
This is a different
world for sure.
I'm sorry to say, it could be one and one won't be two. I mean, not exactly like that, but it's going to be different numbers. So, I mean,
another set of mitzvahs are mitzvahs that are dependent on the Sanhedrin. If you look today, there's many things that are dependent on Sai and the Sanhedrin, and Sai and Dayanim Smuchim, which means that you have today a base that has a certain limited power. When it comes to Dinei Torah, they're able to paskin and say, this person has to be kach v'kach. There's many laws that they can't do. For example, Dinei Knossos. I don't want to get into all the details here, but in general, just to speak in a general sense, they don't have the power. Let's say kefil. If a person steals, the Torah says he's caught with his theft, he has to pay double. His manazah, the dayonim can't enforce him to pay double. Because the double is a knas. It's not the actual monetary value of his theft. It's a fine that the Torah fined him. We don't have the koyach now to take whatever the cheshbon is. We don't have proper smicha. We only have the dayonim now. We're only shluchim, so to say, of the dayonim previous generations. That you have limited capabilities of what they could do. We have similarly the whole thing of kiddush hachodesh of the whole calendar. The Rebbe spoke about this a number of times. The Rebbe would say Mashiach would come, and they would say to change the keys from Hebrew and Ishtar. If it's possible, it's not possible. So when Mashiach comes, you're going to have, it will be able to make the calendar. Is not going to be the way we have today, a set calendar. It's going to be based on the calculation of the witnesses. They saw the new moon, they go to Basin. The reason why we can't do it today is because in order to make Kiddush HaChodesh, you have to have smicha. Smicha means, not the smicha, the certificates you get after you learn a certain amount of halachas, but it means you have to have an unbroken chain, ish mipi ish, until Moshe Rabbeinu, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, ordained this one and that one. At a certain point in history, the smicha was lost. The Rebbe once actually spoke, the Rebbe said it could be the smicha was lost, that it could be that very still during the time of the Rif, which was hundreds of years after the Churban, after the end of the Gemara, you still had, still Shaykh, maybe they had Smicha. Because the Rebbe gave a whole thing. How call it? The Rebbe said that Smicha, the Rebbe said that technically, the main problem with Smicha is you have to be in Eretz Yisrael. To get Smicha, you have to get Smicha in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rebbe said, L'chayra, why shouldn't we say that every generation of people that had Mesiras Nefesh, you go to Eretz Yisrael, even if they lived in Bavel, wherever it is, it wasn't the end of the world to go to Eretz Yisrael to be Mesiras Nefesh. So the Rebbe said that because the Rebbe gave interesting pshat, that it could be that what happened was, is that even Lo Yitzri, there was Smicha. But the Smicha could, you had, because of the Golos, everyone was dispersed. So let's say you have a few people that are smuchim, that they're going to be mekadesh the chodesh. They'll be mekadesh this year, this chodesh, and make this
today.
All tfusas Yisrael, they don't have smicha. They're going by the set calendar. So what's going to end up happening? There'll be machloikis, and there'll be, if you have smicha, if you have a group that all klal Yisrael is, they have authority over klal Yisrael, so you could enforce kiddush hachodesh and us. But the Rebbe said, even if you're going to say there was smicha, but obviously the smicha dwindled down. You had maybe a new generation, a few people that had smicha, and if they, let's say, would make ordain a few talmidim, those few talmidim wouldn't have the koyach paskin shalos for all the klal Yisrael. So come and they're going to say they're going to establish a new month, or whether it's Ivri year, if it's not Ivri year, based on their calculations, and the whole klal Yisrael doesn't accept them just because. So after a time, they realize that it's no point in.
It's a technical thing, because they don't have the koyach that the entire klal Yisrael, the whole world, will accept it.
It's going to cause machloek. It's going to be counterproductive. Rabbit was, you had historically.
The famous story about Yom Kippur, about the Yeshua, and the Vedos. Once Hilchatchili told him to come and on his Yom Kippur to come with his money.
But he was the Nasi. He had the Kerech to do
that. So even though it was one and Rabbi Shua didn't want to accept that, he had to listen to it.
Right.
So Zogster today.
But the Rabbi brought historically, there's a famous they found in the Geniza. They found in the Geniza in Cairo. There's a famous the rumor that they had a lot of papers we got from. In truth, they had documents. The Rambam wrote, "Cool." They had a whole. There was a whole machlokes that erupted between the Psad Yigoyim, and I think whoever forget his name, maybe Ben Meir, the Reish Kedusha of Bavel. And there was a whole machlokes about the kriyas of years, when the year was supposed to start.
Rosh Hashanah.
Until they discovered the Geniza, we had no other documentation throughout. The other sources that documented it, b'chlam. And the Rebbe says it could be that maybe one of them had smich and one of them didn't. And you saw what's his gevod, was a huge machlekes. Finally, at the end, one gave in to the other. But I think Ben Meir finally gave in to the Rasag, or whoever, I don't remember exactly the details. But you see already that there was already situations we had huge machlekes in because of this. So it could be there was no purpose anymore in giving smicha and das if it's going to lead to a whole machlekes.
And before the rif, the smuchim gave and was accepted.
The Rebbe wanted to say that it's shaykh. The Rebbe said the smuchim is over. It seems possible to say shaykh to say that because the Rebbe was bringing. I think it was blowing shofar in the basin of the whatever. It's interesting sikha of the Rebbe. Now, so we don't have, since we don't have smicha, we can't do kiddush hachodesh. Also limits what the dayanim are able to enforce the law of dayanim. They make knosses and other things that dayanim don't have the krech to do today. Then one thing which is completely dependent on the Sanhedrin itself. The Sanhedrin is the high court of 71 dayanim. Is until the Sanhedrin are in the lishkas hagozes in the Beis Hamikdash, dinei nefoshes can't be judge. You can't judge any capital punishment unless the Sanhedrin are in their place in the Beis Hamikdash. Even if you have the Sanhedrin, but they're taking a vacation, they can't be done dinei nefoshes. So even though we're not looking forward for Mashiach's coming to be able to be done dinei nefoshes, the point is the authority of the Sanhedrin is not going to be fully in place until the third Beis Hamikdash will be built and they'll be there in their room, the lishkas hagozes. Rabbi says. On the other side point, the Rebbe said we make a whole focus on the return of the Sanhedrin. I mean, we had last week's Pasha Sheif, and we have the famous Sikha Tov Shemal of Sheif and Yisim. We have one of the brachas in Shemin Esrei is all based on the return of the Sanhedrin. Shiva Sheif Tenech Varishena, Yatena Kratchila, return the judges and the advisor that we had as old. The Rebbe said, why when we're talking about the Geula, which seems to be such a huge thing? So the Chayda, the focus on the Sanhedrin isn't such a, like, it's not so important. So the Rebbe said that that one of the Yonim of Gula is that there will be complete menucha from all problems. So the Rebbe said the Sanhedrin, one of the Yonim that includes is that you'll be able to learn Chayda without any sfeikas, doubts, and things like that. So when you have the Sanhedrin, today we have so many arguments, so many different things, because there's no Sanhedrin, there's no halacha brura, and because there's no one authority that passed. In the time of Sanhedrin, there was no machlokes. Maybe a little bit, whatever, one or a few machlokes, and maybe exactly how that worked is not clear. But technically, al pi halacha, the system that's set up is not supposed to be arguments. This guy says this guy. If there's an argument, there's a vote that's taken, and halacha is decided based on the vote. And when there's a time of the Sanhedrin, all shilas, all spakes went to the Sanhedrin. Whatever they paskin, that's the way it was.
Supreme Court, no?
The Supreme Court, yeah. So Mamela, they were the final word on Torah. They were the mocker of Torah Shabbat Pez, the Rambam writes. So Mamela, when you have the Sanhedrin, today, all the things, I mean, the B'chlau, all the things we have today, the Rebbe says, it's interesting, but if you think about it, each Sanhedrin had a right to overturn Piske Dinam that the Sanhedrin before them gave. It depends what the Sanhedrin before them made a siyog. Let's say they said that you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos, in order you shouldn't come to do something which is prohibited minatera. So a siyog offends certain things another Sanhedrin can't change. But if let's say the previous Sanhedrin said that you're allowed to eat Api Allah, this is the way we understand Torah says, you're allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. And the Sanhedrin afterwards says, according to them, kum tei sandish. It comes out otherwise. So the other Sanhedrin overrules the previous Sanhedrin. You go based on the shefet in your days.
They made a mistake.
So the Rebbe, not that they made a mistake. You don't say they made a mistake. You say that Ratzinoin is that in that day you should do like this, and this generation should do like this. So this is one of the Yerim the Rebbe explains. How's it going to be when Mashiach comes? You know that it's brought down that the halach will be like Beishamay when Mashiach comes. Now we pass like this. When Mashiach comes, halacha will be like Bishami. How's the halacha automatically going to change? Can't just change a halacha. So the Rabbi says, because the Sanhedrin, it says that if Sanhedrin is smarter than a previous Sanhedrin, and they have more wisdom, there's more people, not more people in the Sanhedrin, but more people that are voting for a particular halacha than they did before, so they could change what previous generations, previous Sanhedrins did. So the Sanhedrin will be in time of Mashiach, they'll think, based on their understanding, they'll end up passing like Beishamai. So the Sanhedrin, then a lot of the, I mean, whatever it might be, I mean, the different ways that the Rebbe explained this, but I mean, Poshet al-Pinigla, the halach that we have today could change very much when Mashiach comes, when you have the Sanhedrin. Today it's all based on you know, there's Machlekesim, Halacha Krabi Akivim Mechav, whatever calling out in halacha, we establish halacha. Once it comes to Sanhedrin, I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight, but over time, many halachas could change.
Just, I'm saying, how's the Sanhedrin going to form? Maybe it's a whole different Moshiach. How is the Sanhedrin going to form? Moshiach is going to appoint the how was in the past? Okay, whatever.
So we'll get to that. So anyway, one that the Rebbe said is that why is it the focus on the Sanhedrin? Because when there's going to be the Sanhedrin, we'll be able to learn Torah with complete menucha. With any sfeikas that will have in Torah, the Sanhedrin will take care of you. So it's, you're not just focusing on them as judges, based, you know, enforcing law and order in the country, which probably won't be necessary so much. But you're focusing one very important aspect of the Sanhedrin is they're going to be the ones to give the clarity and limit that Torah. You're obviously going to have Mashiach. The Rebbe actually says Mashiach will be the Nasi of the Sanhedrin. But you'll have Mashiach, you'll have the Sanhedrin, so they'll deal with all the sfeikas and Torah. So ein simcha katara sfeikas. There's no greater joy than when all your doubts are clarified. So the Sanhedrin will take care of that. So that's why we're focusing on the Sanhedrin. How is Mashiach going to form? So that's a very good question. The question particularly is that since the line of smicha of ordination from Moshe Rabbeinu was somehow lost, how are we going to get it back? So there's a few things here. There's a famous attempt to renew smicha actually in times of the Beis Yosef. The Rambam writes that it seems to the Rambam that if all Chachmi Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael get together and they decide to appoint someone as a dayan, then that is the equivalent of smicha. In other words, that the Rambam says if the smicha is lost, how is Mashiach going to bring back the Sanhedrin? And the Rambam says Mashiach can't change Torah mitzvahs. He can't say, oh, Mashiach will let us be able to do it, even though according to the standards we have now, you can't do it. Mashiach has to follow the standards of Torah, the way Torah is set up, you know, Torah doesn't change. So he said, it seems to him that even if you don't have an actual line of tradition, some way should they know, but if all the Chachamim gather together and they agree, Baskom, everyone agrees to appoint certain Dayanim, that is the equivalent of Smicha. Whatever exactly the beer might be, that's what the Rambam understands it. But the Rambam writes, Adavar Sarach Achreya, it still needs to be, it wasn't machriya, it wasn't clearly decisive on the matter. So this became the famous machlik that took place in Sfas when they wanted, there was a whole, they packet did it, there was a group of chachamim, there was the Mari Beirav and the Mahal Bach, was going back and forth, it was a whole attempt to renew the smicha. But they got together, and I think the Beis Yosef and a few others actually got smicha.
Maran is Rosh HaTevet, that's what I remember, Matayim Rabbanim Nismach. He got smicha, that's what he got from them. Harav Yosef.
But then became a whole machlekes. Machlekes is, if we pass it, we pack it, Allah is like, it's not like this. So then it didn't work anyway, and the Ram himself says everybody has to agree once it became a machlekes.
I didn't mention something about that. Mesh Ran in Moim about this.
Huh?
I mentioned something about Mesh Ran in Moim.
Yeah, so now another option, how the smicha won't return. So this gets into lumbus, but the pashas one of the Radvaz, as I think already mentions, or others, that Eliyahu HaNavi will return the smicha. Eliyahu HaNavi has smicha. He got smicha back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So when he'll come, he'll give smicha. Or if you want to say even better, Moshe Rabbeinu himself will come, when Mashiach will come, he will return smicha. So this is another group of halachas that, so to say, will return when Mashiach comes, are all the halachas of dinim and dayonim and dinim nefashis, kiddush achedush, and so on and so forth, that are dependent on Sanhedrin.
But the Rebbe Bechlal, in the series of the Rebbe's approach to whole Mashiach, the Rebbe's certainly the Mashiach, which lives at him. The Rebbe, the whole thing of Mashiach was that then is going to become the Shleipas Atera again.
Right.
That's the Ikir thing of Mashiach to the Rebbe. But the Rebbe explained us and keep explaining us that the biggest thing of the Mashiach is Shleipas Atera. It will be again the Chesed to the Kadmus and everything that go back to it was the Shleipas Atera was the Ikir
right.
Mitzvah.
So there's more to it. There's more levels here. I'll get to that. Fine. So that's then another whole set of laws which I mentioned in the past also is the halachas that are dependent on mitzvahs that flee his bodies, mitzvahs that are dependent on Eretz Yisrael, like giving truma, meiser, shemitah, and yovel. All these things are all dependent, even though today we have, you go to Eretz Yisrael, they take trumas and meisers. But nevertheless, today it's accepted that it's only midrabbanan. It's not min ha-tzeira. Because you don't have, all even at least the majority of the netzon, you don't have each shevet knows where its territory is. But Mashiach will come and each shevet will be identified. Mashiach will identify each shevet who they are and where they're going to have their territory. So then, Truma, Meiser, Shmita, and Yovel, and all the halachas that are associated with it, will once again be back min ha-tzeira.
Yovel says Kol Yeshveh Olel.
So Yovel is Kol Yeshveh Olel. Shmita, so there's also, Shmita is connected with Yovel. I don't want to get into lamas. You have, by Torah it says, Reishis de goncha. I think that that's a limud that it has to be, you should be makir, you're chelik ba'aretz. As long as the Rambam holds that once the beginning of the Aseres HaShvatim went into Galus, so all these things are not anymore min ha-tzeira. And there's different days in the matter. Some people say it is, some people say it's not. B'chol leifin, when Mashiach will come, the Rambam actually writes, this is nafkah min la'alocha also. When the Rambam writes, let's say today we have a count. Today we're which year? Second year of Shemitah, yeah? When Mashiach comes, will come today. Today is, this year is going to become the first, it's, the count will start anew. The old count is over, because it's only midrabon. It'll be a new count, it'll start counting again from year one for Shemitah and Yovel. So, then there's other halachas dependent on Yovel. There's Ger Toisha of Lamach, it's a famous thing that a goy that wants to live in Eretz Yisrael, except the Sheva Mitzvahs, he's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. Certain halachas that are shaykhtim, but that's only shaykh when the Yovel applies it. Now, this is Negeya, what you would call quantity. Say it's the countless of mitzvahs. Talk about quality of mitzvahs. Obviously, this is a whole unlimited scope of what will happen when Mashiach will come. But if you're talking on the quality of mitzvahs, so there's a few nekudas here. There's a few points here. I just want to, for based on how much time we'll have, I'll see how much points I'll discuss. First of all, there's two of the main mitzvahs, which are really separate mitzvahs, but are interrelated, which will be especially undone, the tachlis ha-shleimus, when Mashiach will come, is the mitzvah of limud ha-Torah and the mitzvah of yidiyas Hashem, which is what the Rambam actually finishes the sefer with, the zinyan of yidiyas Hashem. Now, Limud HaTorah is also, there's the Kamus and the Echus. Limud HaTorah, we know, Torah is one of those things that there's the minimal amount that a person has to learn to fulfill the obligation of Talmud Torah, then there's the maximum amount. The minimal is Perek Echad Shachas, Perek Echad Arvitz. A little bit in the morning, a little bit at night. If a person has the time, then he has to spend his whole time, like Kerosim Nosa, like Hashim Reichai, he spends the whole time learning Torah. So it says when Mashiach will come, every year will be Terasim Nosi. He'll spend the whole time learning Torah. So Poshet Mitzad, the kamus, the quantity of the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah will be on its highest level. Because you're going to spend, since it says, like Rashbi says, the Torah says, you have to learn Torah the whole time. I, how are you going to eat? Who's going to So he said, if you learn Torah, he said, after Zion's man, she saw Leisim, the same Shalmachim, the goyim are going to come and they're going to take care of your, they're going to work your fields for you. So it says, the Bismanas, many people tried to follow Rashbi, but it didn't work. When Sheikh will come, that's the way to say it will be, the goyim will do the work for us. So we'll be able to spend all our time learning
Torah.
So the together of Torah Simotah, that his main occupation is Torah. In other words, the main today we learn Torah based in time alignment. Sheikh will come, our main occupation is Torah. Furthermore, in Limud HaTorah itself, you know, as if there's Girsa, there's Eon. If you learn Hilchos Talmud Torah today about the Rebbe, it was his man, and the Rebbe came out, Tavshin Chavtas, I think, a mitzvah, the Rebbe printed Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rebbe wanted it to be spread out. I know, I saw the Rebbe, Chaim Gutnick spoke to the Rebbe on the telephone then, and the Bochum, they were in Melbourne, they went on Merkishlich place to New Zealand, or I don't know where, maybe in wherever they were going. So the Rebbe wanted that. Rebbe said, like, if it's a tefillin, wherever you go, you take with you Hilchos Talmud Torah and give it out. Rebbe wanted, Rebbe made a whole kach mooning Hilchos Talmud Torah without the Rebbe.
Of course.
For some reason it didn't make, I guess, get so much...
Rebbe wanted every house should eat a meal together at Shabbos. That you're doing, yeah. You can't remember it. You
know, I heard the sikh on the tape.
This wasn't one thing, it went a half a year. Kach,
there's no hookups then.
Anyway, so Nichus Talmud Torah, you'll see, that Rebbe writes, somebody that is able, most people not able, if somebody is able to memorize the whole Torah, then he spends the rest of his time, you know, making pulpulim, learning the depths of the reasons, and being with Amelos and Lusel, comparing one thing to the next. But if a person didn't learn yet the whole Torah, he shouldn't really do that most of his time. He should be spending his time doing Chazar, and people today, they don't follow the Talmud Torah, that's not what I'm here to give a shiur. But to learn, you have a mitzvah to memorize what you could have taught. If you're only able to memorize, it will take you, your whole life will just be repeating what you learned to memorize it. That's your mitzvah of doing the Torah. They pass on to that clearly.
There's a guy that just came around.
Yeah, let's not get into it. Yeah. Call it. But Binyan, he's right. Yeah. I mean, the whole thing with the Torah, anyway, so, but the Rebbe writes, when Mashiach will come, we won't forget the Torah that we learned. As man as that we forget. Mashiach will come, it says that shikha, forgetfulness, comes from klipa. When Mashiach will come, it says, this ruach atuma avir menadah, Hashem will remove the spirit of impurity from the earth. We won't forget what we learned. So you learn it once, al trebos right, and if you get a sakhadir schavav, Mashiach will come, you learn it once, you remember it. So what are you going to spend your whole time? You're not going to spend your whole time memorizing again and again what you learned. You're going to be oisik, and oimik, fulpulim, in the depths of the time. Another nekuda is that connected with this, there has to be bavarim. Today, the pilpul that we have, you know, the famous marshal of the Rebbe was once I think the Rebbe said, Polish, and it's brought down a number of sodom, the difference between Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi. The Rebbe says, and the difference between the Zman of the Rishonim and later, it says, what happens when a person is in a room and it's dark and he wants to find the door? So the only way for him to do it is he has to start tapping with his hands. He starts tapping with his hands and he feels something and it feels like a door. So he does a little bit, he thinks more, touches more close, he realizes it's a window. Okay, he continues moving around and he chaps something. It's a door, but it's a door to a closet. So finally he finds the actual door. So, but what happens if the light is on? Doesn't have to start tapping around the whole all four walls. Only finds the door. He sees right away where the door is, and he goes out.
Mashal,
so it says right. So it's a mashal. Today, when we learn Torah, everything we have to Nothing is clear to us. You have to be able to prove by 100, like when tapping in the, like touching in the darkness. You have to try to prove 55 reasons you can say it's this because of this cancer. So you're forced to say that this is it's kach v'kach. Yeah, but the oral derech zeh bizman hazeh. But the rishonim it says when they saw, they right away saw the truth. It's like them hakalaych toira toira. The light of toira shonim right away saw the truth. You have to say the story with Al Tareba. I'm not saying the story of Mustafa bin Diouf, but there was a great Eli that came to Al Tareba, a young guy that was a great Eli, but I guess his geniusness was getting too much to him, to his head, as they say. So he went, somehow he came to Al Tareba. Al Tareba showed him the Rosh. The Rosh says the Halach, and he brings the Raif with Halach, which the Raya seems to be up as a Shikala Doichach to Keraya. So the Al Tareba says, could you bring any more rayas from Gemara for this halach of the Rosh? So he goes, a big Elohim. So he's able to bring another 3 rayas. So the Al Tareba said, now bring you another few rayas. The Al Tareba brought a number of other rayas also. Then the Al Tareba said, Al Tareba showed him how all the rayas that were brought, you could slug up. But this raya that the Rosh brought, he couldn't slug up no matter how much you tried. So Al Tareba says, you think that the Rosh went through when he was trying to write Allah, he thought of all the rais that we brought. And he thought of all the reasons why the rais aren't good. And then he came, and he went through all the Bapum and realized this rais is right. And that's what he wrote. It says, no. When the Rosh, by the Rosh shone the light of Torah, he right away saw this rais and that's it. He didn't have to go through all the Bapum and why this rais is not good, that rais is not good. So you have today, the pilpul that we have today is not the type of pilpul have a Mashiach will come. The pilpul that we have today is Pasha, we're groping in the darkness. But Mashiach will come, it's going to be a different type of pilpul. It's not going to be, you're going to be groping in the darkness. Adrab, it says that when Mashiach will come, the whole shakal of Atayah, Talmud Bavli, will be in his bottom. You won't need it anymore. You'll see the truth right away. So the pilpul will be more, not to try to figure out the truth by, you know, you won't be in a way of darkness, will be, you know, even when everything is clear, there's room to, you can look at it this way, that way, a third way. That is regarding the another nekud is that, first of all, besides the Sanhedrin, like I mentioned before, they're going to, you know, take care of all the sfegas. They also have the Leonov, it teach me Tadat's Kushis Reboys. Many things today, we don't know, even Mitzis and Halach, you have certain things. Those are learned simicha. No, enon of the stam, just to throw off top that enon of the king ben kachush l'shamin, enon the deacon bedikas treifas. There's other things in halacha that in previous generations we say that they had a certain bekiyus, had a certain knowledge of. When the generations passed, we lost that expertise.
So the Alter Rebbe about food, oiras and doichan, stam
l'irdim. Yeah. So there's a number of sfeikas in Torah. So those sfeikas, you know, whichever way, whether Elyon of you will come, the one that wrote the Sefer himself will come and tell us, those fakers will be in his back. Void vo ike Mashiach will be Megala Taimi Torah. The main Limud HaTorah of Mashiach will be the Limud HaTorah through Mashiach, which Mashiach will reveal a whole new dimension of Torah, which Chassidus is the theme of, as it's explained in many places. Now, this new dimension that Mashiach will be Megala, there's really two general theorem. One Indian is generally, it's usually explained that it's timing mitzvahs, the reasons for the mitzvahs. The Hainu, Chassidus gives a small example. We say in Shema, right, by the mitzvah, Chassidus, it says, Re'isam o'isa yuzachatem is called mitzvah Hashem, you'll see that Chassidus, and you'll remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem. So the Chachamim Seif Nechata says, you'll see it, is the ayah that a garment that you wear by night is not obligated in Chassidus. Why? Because you can't, by night you can't see. On the other hand, somebody that's blind is mechuyev in tzitzis. But the question is, why do you use Re'isa Moisei to learn out Tzitzis Laila? Why don't you use it to learn out a Summa? Why don't you learn it out a Summa? Somebody that's blind is Pater from tzitzis. So, we don't have a clear answer. So, if anything in Gemara that we learn, any mitzvah that we're going to see,